Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Pirkei Avos, so we're up to parak Bey's Mishnah Ches. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Kibbul Mehillel Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was a Baal Masara who received his Masara from Hillel and Shammai. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, L'madi Torah Harbe, Al Tachzik Tov L'Atzmecha, Ki L'Kach Nutzarta. If you learned a lot of Torah, don't think you deserve a lot of credit. That's what you were created to do. That's what Hashem put you in this world to do. So you shouldn't think like you're doing something extra or extraordinary. You're doing that which is expected of a person. Chamisha Talmidim Ayla Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had five Talmidim, Ve'eluhein, and they were as follows: Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanos, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yossi HaKoin, Rabbi Shimon ben Netanel, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Those were the Talmidim. Ve'yamon Shivchan, and he would say what was uniquely a special about each of these Talmidim. Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanos, a bor sud she'in ma'abud ma'abetipa. He was like a pit that was totally sealed off so that it doesn't lose a single drop of water. There's no leakage whatsoever. Meaning whatever you put in his brain stays in his brain. He doesn't forget anything. I had a Talmud once who was very close to Rav Aaron Lapiansky. Rav Lapiansky said, this guy, you know what he knows? He knows everything he ever learned. Meaning he was trying to say, he's a bar sud, she'inu ma'abitipa, that he has such an incredible memory. Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya, ashrei yeladito. Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya said that fortune is someone who has a child like that, which is a wonderful thing to say. It's a wonderful compliment that she raised him in such a way, with such a pleasant way about him, that everyone who sees him wants to know what the parent's secret was. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen Chassid. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen is known to have been a Chassid. Chassid means he goes lefnim Mishur Sadin, the Bartinur points out. Rabbi Shimon ben Netzanel Yirei Chet. Rabbi Shimon ben Netzanel had a sense of Yiras Chet, so he would make extra gedarim in order to avoid violating any averos. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Mayin HaMisgaber. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was a spring that was growing, that would grow stronger and stronger, meaning it's like it never ran out, just like a spring of water. He always had more to say. He always had a new chiddush, something to say in learning. Hu Haya Omer, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai used to say, "Im yu kol chachmei Yisrael b'kaf maznayim." If you'd put all the chacham of the Jewish people on one side of the scale, Ve'Eliezer ben Hurkanos b'kaf shniyah, and Eliezer ben Hurkanos on the other side of the scale, machriya es kulam. He would outweigh all of the other chachamim because he was so special in terms of his level of knowledge. Meaning, he's saying probably quantitatively because he was the bar sud she'inu ma'abetipa. So all of his Torah learning, he had it all. I was just talking to a rabbinic colleague who said to me, you know, if I knew all of the Torah that I ever taught, I would really be a Talmid Chacham. Meaning that's probably true for anyone who says Daf Yomi Shir, for example. If I knew all of the Torah I ever taught, I would know all of Shas, right? But that's the trick. It's not always so easy to be a Bar Sud She'inu Ma'abetipa. Abishol Omer, Mishmo, Abishol said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Im Yu Kol Chachmei Yisrael B'Kaf Mazayim, if all the Chachmei Yisrael were on one side of the scale, Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanos afi mahem, with Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanos, with them, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach b'kaf shniyah, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was on the other side of the scale, machriya es kulam, he would outweigh all of them. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is saying that, you know, in terms of his sharpness, and his creativity, he was spectacular. So maybe not in terms of bikiyus and absolute knowledge of everything, but he would outweigh everyone else in terms of his sharpness and creativity. Mishnah test. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said to his Talmidim, Tzuru ezu darchi shar shid bakba adam. I want you to go see what's the number one midah that a person should have to try to live his life by. Meaning, what should a person's motto be? So Rabbi Elazar Omer, ayin tova. A person should always have an ayin tov. Meaning, you should always be positive about what you have, not be jealous of what other people have. To have a good eye, look at things in a positive way. Rabbi Shua Omer, Chaver Tov, to have a genuinely good friend, someone who you could trust with anything. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shachin Tov, to have a good neighbor, meaning that you should have someone who not just is a good friend that you can call in a time of need, but someone that you have consistent access to and has access to you and sees that your daily behaviors, so it could sort of be on top of you. Rabbi Shimon Omer Haroas HaNolad is being able to see that which is going to come about as a result of what you do today. Rabbi Elazar Omer Lev Tov, to just be a good-hearted person, because if you have a good heart, it's going to drive your decision. decisions in the proper direction. He says, I think Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is more correct than everybody else, because his is the most inclusive, because there's so much that the heart is able to accomplish that ultimately we make decisions with our heart much more so than we do with our brains. We generally develop relationships with our heart much more so than we do with our brains. So having the Lev Tov is ultimately going to give you the Chavar Tov, it's going to give you the Shachin Tov, it's going to give you everything else. Amalem Tzuru Ezu Derech Ra'a She'israchik Mena Adam. Then Rabbi Yochum and Zakai challenges Talmidim, I want you to find a bad mitzvah that people should dafka make an effort to stay away from. So Rabbi Elazar Omer Ayin Ra'a, to have an evil eye, to be jealous of other people. Rabbi Shomer Chavara, to be a bad friend, to be overly competitive and not interested in the well-being of somebody else and not being afraid to give them mussar. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shachin Ra, a bad neighbor, someone who's a negative influence on his neighbors. Rabbi Shimon Omer Halov Aveinu Mishalim, someone who borrows money and doesn't pay it back. Echad Halov Min Adam Kalov Min Amakom Baruchu, because when a person borrows money from another person, it's as if he's borrowing money from Hashem himself. Shemar Lov Rasha V'lo Yishalim V'tzadik Chonev V'noseid, that a Rasha borrows and doesn't pay back, but a tzadik is kind and does give back. Rabbi Elazar Omer Levra. Rabbi Elazar says a bad heart. Amar lehem Roma ani Divrei Elazar ben Arach mi Divreichem shebchal dvarav Divreichem. So he said, I see that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is most correct because his idea is inclusive of everybody else's idea. Because again, the whole idea is the heart, that the heart is ultimately going to have the greatest impact on a person. So what we learned today is that Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai was the next Baal Masorah. And he said that a person should not take credit for his learning, because obviously he's supposed to be learning. And he knew and highlighted the unique characteristics of each of his five Talmidim. And he even discussed, if you were to put all the Chachmei Yisrael on one side and the knowledge of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus on the other side of the scale, his knowledge would outweigh everybody else's. But if you put all Chachmei Yisrael, including Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus on one side and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach on the other side, his analysis and creativity would outweigh theirs. And then in Mishnah Tess, he challenges Talmidim to find what would be the best midah to attach themselves to, and what would be the worst midah to attach themselves to. And the one he ultimately agreed with was a good heart is the best midah, and a bad heart is the worst midah. And that will include all of the other worthwhile midos that a person should have. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud.